Sairam children, welcome once again to the children's hour.
Sairam children, let us hope we will have one more episode where we can learn some important lessons. We pray to Swami for the same.
Let us offer our pranams to Swami and make that prayer. Children, week after week, we come and speak with all of you. The doctor comes and gives you advice about healthy living. Sumana madam tells you an inspiring story. Or for that matter, even when we speak to you children, we try to hear from you some good things that you all are practicing, isn't it?
In other words, we try to share with all of you good thoughts and values. We try to talk to you about inspiring people and their lives.
And you know children, today in India, we held a state funeral for one such great person.
Most of you children in India would be knowing about whom we are talking. For he was very, very fond of children.
Yes. He always loved to be with children and students. He is our former president, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam.
And more than being referred to as the former president, referring to him as the people's president is more appropriate.
He was the 11th president of India who held office from 2002 to 2007. He passed away 3 days ago, that 27th July 2015. And today, a grand state funeral was held for him.
But Ganesh, no wonder he was our president. But you see, so many children from around the world listen to our program, don't they?
Of course.
Why are we talking about an Indian president? Many children might have this doubt, isn't it?
Yes, Prem. But children, we are not talking about him today just because he was our president. We are talking to all of you about him because he lived a life of values and it is worthy of emulation.
Imagine children, Dr. Kalam started off as a shy Muslim boy in a small town called Rameshwaram. He went on to be a great scientist and the president of this great country, Bharat.
You know children, he came from such a humble background that he would deliver newspapers as a little boy so he could earn some money for his studies.
He then went on to become an engineer and one of the most renowned scientists of this country. At that time, he got the name the Missile Man of India because he helped in making India's first own missiles.
But Prem, Swami says we should be non-violent. But how can he be an ideal person if he had made missiles?
That's a very good question, Ganesh. You know what is the name of the organization Dr. Kalam worked in? It is called DRDO, that is Defense Research and Development Organization. All these missiles were only for defense and more than for warfare. It is an expression of our excellence in the field of science and technology. It is not meant to harm or hurt anybody.
Oh, so that means Dr. Kalam was a peace-loving person otherwise.
Definitely, Ganesh. You know, there is this interesting story. Once, when he was working in the DRDO, as we just said, they were once discussing about making the compound of their lab secure.
Okay.
They wanted to protect it from intruders. So someone suggested that we can build a high wall, which is very common, and then put broken glass pieces on top of the walls.
Oh, yes. We see that in many places. And that way, people cannot climb over those walls. And that's absolutely a good idea.
But you know, Dr. Kalam said, no, I don't want anything like that.
Oh, why did he say that?
Dr. Kalam said, if you put glass pieces on the walls, what will the poor birds do? They will not be able to perch on the walls. They will hurt themselves.
Being such a great man, he had concern even for the simple birds. He surely cannot be a violent person. That actually reminds me of an event that just happened on the day he passed away or the day before.
Oh, you mean in Shillong? He had been there to deliver a lecture to the students of the Indian Institute of Management, right?
Yes, Prem. When they were driving from the airport to the institute, he was being taken in a convoy.
Okay.
Before the car he was traveling in was the security jeep.
Oh, okay. Must be an open jeep, right?
Yes. It was a two-hour drive by road. Dr. Kalam noticed that in the open jeep, There was one security guard who was standing all through the journey.
Okay, he must have been instructed to stand that way.
Yes, but Dr. Kalam was repeatedly asking those in his car, why is that young man standing? It's such a long journey. He must be getting tired. So they tried to convey by gestures to that man to sit, but he did not notice. And all through the journey, Dr. Kalam was saying, please, at least send a radio message to the other vehicle and ask him to sit.
Oh, wow, such concern for an ordinary guard.
And Prem, not just that. After they reached the destination, the first thing Dr. Kalam said was, please go and bring that guard. I want to meet him. And when that guard came, he apologized to the young officer.
Apologized? Why?
He said, sorry young man, isn't it because of me that you had to be standing all the while? How are you feeling? Did you eat something? I am sorry to have made you stand for 2 hours.
My God, what simplicity and genuine concern for this.
That guard was so moved, he told Kalam, sir, I would be glad to stand for 6 hours for you, sir.
Indeed a great man, Ganesh. Though he had such great achievements to his credit, he was always such a simple person.
And children, that is a great quality we all must learn from him.
You know, Ganesh, at a recent convocation of the IIT Varanasi, that was after Dr. Kalam gave up his presidentship,
okay,
he was invited as the chief guest. There were 5 chairs on the stage. The center one was for Dr. Kalam. The other 4 were for the top university officials. When Dr. Kalam reached there, he noticed that the chair that was kept for him was much bigger in size than that of others.
Oh.
And Dr. Kalam just refused to sit on it.
Oh.
And in fact, he offered the chair to the vice-chancellor of the university. Of course, the vice-chancellor did not sit on their chair.
Oh, then what happened?
He said, you cannot give me such a large and special chair when others are sitting in simpler ones. So another chair was made available immediately for the honorable former president.
It is humility that really marks a great person out. What an achiever he is. But such simplicity.
Not just simplicity. He also had such a large heart. He truly lived for others and his country. Till his last breath, he was wondering, what more can I do for this country?
You know, children, once you become the president of India, you are completely taken care of.
Of course.
All your expenses are paid for. And even after you retire, you will be taken care of.
Yes, and that is why when he became the president, the first thing he did was, he called a friend, a fellow scientist, and told him, now that I have become the president of India, the government is going to look after me till I am living. So what can I do with my savings and salary? And he gave away all his life's savings for the upliftment of villagers.
No wonder, children, Swami was so fond of Dr. Kalam. In a discourse, Swami said, his heart is gold. He is such a simple person who has love for everyone.
Yes, he did have love for everyone. But he had special love for children. Children, Dr. Kalam has achieved so much in life. He was a scientist. He worked in space research. He made missiles. He was the scientific advisor to the Indian Prime Minister. He has written many inspirational books and has also been a teacher all his life. He then, of course, became the president of India. But once a young man came up to him and asked, sir, you have played so many roles in your life. After you die, what would you like to be remembered for? And he spontaneously said, a teacher.
Oh, no wonder. I remember when we were students, Swami had said, Abdul Kalam is a good man. Above all, he is a good teacher. And imagine, children, he was a teacher till the last breath. He dies when he was taking a class and talking to the children.
Ganesh, do you know, during the 55th Republic Day of India, he invited a few children and youth to the Rashtrapati Bhavan, which is the official residence of the president, and administered a very powerful oath.
Oh, yes, yes. I have heard that, I think. When he told children what they should do so that the country prospers. In fact, children, we are going to play the oath for you. And if you decide to follow even few of those 10 points he says there, not only you will grow to be responsible citizens, we are sure you will be able to make your parents proud and Swami happy too. Shall we listen to that pledge, children?
Dear children, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Shall we take that 10-point oath?
Yes, sir.
You are good kids, good kids. I will
pursue
my education.
Or the work.
With dedication.
I will excel in it.
Okay. From now onwards,
I will teach
at least 10 persons
to read and write
to those who cannot read and write.
I will plant at least
ten saplings or trees
and shall ensure
their growth through constant care. I will visit rural
and urban areas
and permanently wean away
at least five persons
from addiction and gambling.
I will constantly endeavor
to remove the pain of my suffering brethren.
I will not support any religious caste or language differentiation.
I will be honest and endeavor to make a corruption-free society.
I will work for becoming an enlightened citizen.
And make my family righteous.
I will always be a friend of the mentally and physically challenged and work hard to make them feel normal like the rest of us.
I will proudly celebrate the success of my country and my people.
And my people.
All of you will do it?
Yes, sir.
Definitely you will do it?
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
In conclusion, India is very fortunate to have 540 million youth out of a billion people. We are doing well in agriculture. Our industry is on the upswing and our performance in the services sector is also equally good. Time has now come for us to make our country righteous. Righteousness comes out of a good character. The evolution of good character leads to harmony in home. Harmony in home brings the people of the state to become enlightened citizens. Enlightened citizens lead to the planet Earth to be a peaceful world. Let us rededicate ourselves on this occasion of the 55th Republic Day to work towards making India a prosperous, happy and secure nation with smile on billion faces. Almighty, the God is with us. Jai Hind.
Sundaram Bharatam Saralasumanoharam Vaibhavam Bharatam Madhura Nirajanam Sundaram Bharatam Saralasumanoharam Vaibhavam Bharatam Madhura Nirajanam Hridayame Pulakam కించెనే భరత గానామృతం అందరం పాడుదాం వందే మాతరం శీతలం శ్యామలం మాతరం సుమధుర శోభిని మాతరం సుందరం భారతం సరళ సుమనోహరం వైభవం భారతం మధుర నీరాజనం భరతదేశం మనసాయి రాముడే జన్మించిన పుణ్యదేశం ఈ దేశ వ్యాప్తిలో సాయియుగం కనిపించను చూపులు ఆ సాయియుగము పరవళ్ళతో వీణమీటెను మనసులో సాయితో జీవితం మాకో వరం అనుక్షణం ప్రేమతో నిర్మించు మందిరం
ప్రతికే మహాదిలోకి రాము పిచ్చల్ బడితే జాయి శక్తి దిల్కే సాగర్ మే రూపితే రాము భక్తి దీజో జినా హమే తేరే లియే భారతం సరళ సుమనోహరం వైభవం భారతం మధుర నీరాజనం హృదయమే పులకించెనే భరత గానామృతం అందరం పాడుదాం వందే మాతరం శీతలం
Ganesh is one of my favorite songs.
Of course.
It's a beautiful song. And children, wasn't that pledge really inspiring too? Let us all salute this great son of India and vow to learn at least a little of his simplicity, hard-working nature or selflessness.
Children, we can speak so much about him. Maybe sometime in future, we can tell you more anecdotes from his life.
And even as we speak about this great Indian patriot, why not we learn a little more about the great Indian heritage?
Oh, that's a very good idea, Prem. And children, don't worry. We are not going to go on talking and talking. We are going to play for you an interesting drama.
This drama, children, was staged by children from little Indian state Goa during the Ashadi Ekadashi celebrations in the year 2013.
Oh, we just had Ashadi celebrations a few days ago here, isn't it? So, let us listen to this drama with beautiful songs. The drama's name is a Divine Heritage.
Om Shri Sai Ram. On the eve of Ashadi Ekadashi, the youth and the Balvikas students of the Shri Satya Sai Seva organization, Goa, State of Maharashtra and Goa, offer at Thy Lotus Feet, Bhagwan, a musical entitled The Divine Heritage. Goa has a unique cultural heritage, rich and lively, and is known for several folk festivals and performances. The influence of the Portuguese music and dance on the local culture has helped evolve new forms. The most significant feature about the dances in Goa is the fact that they colorfully illustrate the unity in diversity of Goan heritage and the happy blending and coexistence of cultural traditions. The Goaf dance, which you will be seeing today, is a unique one performed during Shigmo, that is summer, with colorful cords. Watch the forming of these braids happening during the first half of the dance. The second half of the dance is dedicated to unraveling the patterns made by using an opposite rhythmic movement. The culture and festivals of Goa have their origin in respect and reverence for Mother Nature. And it is therefore apt that we, the Bal Vikas children, pay homage to those who suffered in the recent calamity at Uttarakhand. It is also pertinent to note that in 1970, the soil of Goa was sanctified by the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba out of his infinite compassion and love. Swami has said, culture is a way of life and a pursuit to perfection. It is only through your divine grace, Swami, that we in Goa respect this definition of culture. And thus, Swami, with a deep sense of gratitude, we, the Bal Vikas and youth of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, Goa, offer this drama at your lotus feet today. Jai Sai Ram.
Rang me rang jo mil jaye to aisa rang chadhega Bharat ma ki hum santaan hai mil jul kar pyar badhega
now?
In the land of India.
Guess what, Mom? I was dreaming about India. I have been assigned a project on Indian village and culture. You know, since my ancestors are Indians.
Preeti, you are an Indian too. What do you mean by saying that your ancestors are Indians?
We are Bharatiyas from the land of Bharat. The fact that you were born here does not make you an American. Don't forget your roots, Preeti.
Mom, I am sick of being called Preeti. Don't you realize I am pretty? And I am
very pretty too.
Hi, Dad. Mom, I need a break to chill out. Let's go on a vacation. How about going to our native state, Goa? It's a hot and happening place, I've been told.
Sid, not a bad idea. My friends visited Goa. They went gaga over the golden beaches, the shacks on the beachside, and the yummy seafood. Wow, that should be fun.
Oh God, how many times have I told you to call him Siddharth and not Sid? Don't you know that he has been named after Prince Siddharth, who later on became the great Gautama Buddha?
And you don't make a face now. You should be proud of your name. The heart of Buddha was so full of love and compassion to all beings.
Preeti has her assignment on an Indian village. And Siddharth, you want a holiday. And your father is immersed in his business as usual. So, I wonder, where are we heading to?
Sunaina, don't worry, dear. By the grace of God, we are all headed in the same direction. I just got a call this morning from my close childhood friend in Goa. He's invited us all to spend some time with his family.
Wow, that'll be beaches and shacks for me.
Exciting!
Hey, but what about my assignment on Project Indian Village?
Preeti, my friend stays in a village in the state of Goa. And he's a farmer by profession. So you will get a glimpse of rural Goa.
There's much more to Goa than merely beaches and shacks.
Of course, Mom. If it is Goa, it has to be music and dance.
Shaking a leg in Portuguese style like this.
Welcome, welcome, my dearest friend Karthik. Great to see you after so many years. Remember the good times we had? Those were the days. You have changed, man. You're an American now, my friend. You're a Firangi.
Fir bhi dil hai Hindustani, dost.
Are you going to introduce us or keep going down memory lane?
Oh, Pandurang, meet your bhabhi Sunaina. And these are my two brats, Siddharth and Preeti.
Namaste, namaste. Aho Shanta, our guests are already here.
Swagat tumche. Mangesh, Kamakshi, come and meet your new friends.
Siddharth, Preeti, you have good company here. They will certainly help you with your project.
I want you to meet my Aayi and Baba.
Siddharth, Preeti, come here. Offer your pranams to Ajji and Ajoba.
Yeah. I'll take you around my house.
I think I'm going to get bored out here in the village.
I don't think so. There are a lot of things for you to see. Beautiful Mother Nature to begin with. Then the fun at various festivals. You just wait and watch.
Hey, festivals sound wonderful. Tell me more about it. Might be useful for my project.
Children, first, do you know how Goa came into being?
Do you know that Indian seasons are divided into 6 ritus? And there are festivals to match every season.
Oh, what are the typical festivals of Goa?
People respect and revere nature here. So most of the festivals are on the celebration of nature.
Yes, the sacred groves known as Devachi Rai are forest patches that were protected in the name of forest deities and guardian spirits.
Ah, that's great remedy to negate the ill effects of global warming.
In the villages, even the termite mound or santer in the sacred grove is considered symbolic of the mother goddess and worshipped as Shanta Durga.
Shanta Durga, Shanta Swarupi, Shamala Komala Mala Mohini. Shanta Durga, Shanta Swarupi, Shamala Komala Mala Mohini. Shanta Durga, Shanta Swarupi.
let God give sanmati to all. That is the only hope for tomorrow.
True. The greatest miracle of our Guru is transformation of the mind. Our Guru says, man is selfish as he dirties his environment. But look at the fish. It cleans the environment in which it lives.
True. Your Guru has conveyed a profound truth in a simple and lucid way.
Hi Francis. Hi Peter. I'm glad you came. Meet my friends from US, Preeti and Siddharth.
Good you joined us. We were about to discuss the festivals of Goa.
Let me start with Dhalo.
Dhalo? What's that?
To express gratitude to Mother Nature, the festival of Dhalo is celebrated. This festival describes the intimate connection between man and his environment. Remember, in the Gita, Krishna very clearly reminds man, you have a cosmic connection with every entity in creation. Behind this connection, there is an underlying balance. If you forget this connection, you would engage in actions that upset the delicate balance that I have ordained. The result, you would be in deep trouble.
Hey, that is what James Cameron showed in his movie Avatar, Cosmic Connectivity.
Our Guru says, all nature is an embodiment of the divine. Creation is the primary symbol of the divine consciousness. But see what's happening today. Man's misadventures have created several problems for the entire mankind. He has polluted the five elements, causing havoc on earth. There is pollution everywhere, in air, water, food, and so on.
But worse are his evil thoughts and feelings that have degraded human life on earth. If we act in a righteous way, there will be no pollution.
Okay, now I understand why we have so many natural calamities, droughts, floods, and the terrible tsunamis everywhere.
And don't forget the hurricanes and tornadoes we have too.
It is believed that Saint Francis Xavier, who lies entombed in the church at Old Goa, is the guardian saint who has averted a tsunami here. He, along with Goddess Shanta Durga, who is addressed as Mai by even the Christians, is said to be fiercely guarding over her children.
Don't you see how much we are surrounded by water here? Surprisingly, there has never been any catastrophe here.
That's also because we village folk still worship and care for nature. Now, coming to Dhalo, the songs tell the story of life, society, and harmonious relationship of women with nature.
Now Francis, why don't you tell them we Christians also celebrate Dhalo in our own way?
That's right. We call it the Kunvi dance. Even after imbibing the ideals of Christianity, during the Portuguese rule, our ancestors maintained their links with their earlier culture and tradition. So in some parts of Goa, our communities celebrate Dhalo even today.
Wow! This is unity in diversity.
Thank you.
झालो गे बाये धारानी खेळूया गे बाये धारानी खेळूया श्री झालो धालो गे बाये धारानी खेळूया गे बाये धारानी खेळूया नटुनी थटुनी श्रृंगार करुनी रंबा माणार आल्या गे रंबा माणार आल्या आयले दार बरे झाले सकळ असात तुम्ही घाला गे सकळ असात तुम्ही घाला रवीच्या हातान भांगरा काकणा खिनखिन नाद येई गे खिनखिन नाद येई खिनखिन आवाज ऐकुनी नाग वारुळात डोले गे वारुळात डोले रंबीच्या मातान लांब केस जवर भर आयली गे जवर भर आयली
True. We have a lot to learn from nature.
Let me tell you a story. Once a man asked our guru, I am a burden to this world by living on this earth. Shouldn't I put an end to my life? But the guru replied, Will the earth's burden decrease a wee bit if you end your life? No. The earth will remain as heavy as ever. Our life and death make no difference to it. It is only when we decrease our own burden that the burden of the earth will diminish.
Burden? What is this burden that we bear?
Our desires are our burden. It is said, less luggage, more comfort makes travel a pleasure.
Eureka! Got it! Sailing on desires is the global mantra for reversing climate change and global warming. Didn't realize we were messing up with the five elements, man.
Beta, this was revealed to us by our guru.
The more I hear what your guru says, the more I'm convinced that he's got a practical solution for every problem that ails man today.
Tonight is Purnima, the full moon night. Do you know what magic it is to be by the sea at night?
Wow! You mean we are going to the seaside?
Yes, but seaside minus the shacks, noise and pollution.
We will see nature in all her pristine glory. Hey, I'm looking forward to this trip to the seaside.
Guru says Namasmarana or chanting the name of God will help us to cross the ocean of life.
Your guru is always right, man. I saw this happening in the life of Pai. Pai keeps conversing with God in his moments of trial and despair. He's stranded on a raft in the ocean with no shore in sight. But he survives, man. He survives.
Hearing what your guru says, I am convinced God alone gave him the strength to overcome his ordeal.
What a journey it must have been. It was his faith in the Almighty and determination that kept him going.
In the Vasant Ritu, the Shigmo festival follows Dhalo. The Shigmo also pays its obeisance to Mother Nature.
And this happens before the farming community take up their pre-monsoon agricultural preparations.
It's a way of saying goodbye to the concluding year and extending a warm welcome to the approaching new year.
Shigmo is derived from the Sanskrit word Sugima, meaning pleasant summer.
Even we Christians celebrate it as Intruz. There is so much of unity and harmony in this festival.
पार्वतीच्या प्रिय सुता वीरभद्रा 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 ठाथैया 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 ठाथैया.
Hey, these folk dances were so full of life and energy. What a splash of color. I do not know that Goa was so rich in culture and heritage.
But our real heritage is our divine heritage, says our guru. Ishvara sarva bhutanam, ishavasyam idam sarvam. My dear children, culture is nothing but a way of life.
जान लेते हैं आखिर क्या है संस्कृति.
एक आसान लफ्ज है, ये है जीवन पद्धति.
आओ जान लेते हैं, चलन हमारा अच्छा हो, कथनी करनी एक हो, हम हमेशा वही करें जो समाज को हितकारी हो.
खुद कर दिया स्वार्थ देखना, ये तो है बस विकृति.
आओ जान लेते हैं, करुणा और दया हो मन में हर किसी के वास्ते.
सबका हो कल्याण, चलो अपनाए रास्ते.
एक ही तत्व से हम बने हैं, कह रही है प्रकृति.
संस्कारों की राह चले हम, शांति की मंजिल पाए.
आओ जान लेते हैं,
जीवन हो परिपूर्ण हमारा, ईश्वर सब में दिख जाए. गुरु ने ज्ञान प्रकाश बिखेरा, अब होनी है जागृति.
अब होनी है जागृति, अब होनी है जागृति, अब होनी है जागृति.
I have never heard a more profound exposition on culture. I bet these are gems from your guru. This is really going to help Preeti in her assignment on Indian culture.
Start putting it into practice and you'll see that there will be more conviction when you talk about it. People will take you more seriously.
What about the Goan Carnival? I've heard so much about it.
The carnival occurs as a prelude to Lent. Carnival is derived from Latin, meaning removal of flesh or doing away with meat.
It marks the beginning of Lent, when Lord Jesus Christ spent 40 days fasting in the wilderness. That is why Christians are specifically exhorted to fast, pray, and give alms.
So, the Goan Carnival is like a grand party before the beginning of Lent.
We have a procession here for Good Friday, where the statue of Jesus, bearing a crown of thorns, passes through the village.
The Hindus in the village worship Christ as Kankensadev.
Worship him with flowers, burn incense, and candles. We pass under the idol, just like going under the palki of our God. By doing so, we hope to be protected from all evil.
Hey, that's wonderful! You know what? I have understood all about rural India. But there is still one question that remains to be answered. After all, who is your guru? Where can I see this wonderful persona?
You want to know who our guru and God is? He is none other than Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. You know, even this soil of Goa has been sanctified by his lotus feet. He visited Goa in 1970.
Yes, Goa witnessed the divine leela of Bhagwan when he took over the illness of a devotee. Baba said, "I have taken it upon myself because of love, and love knows no pain."
And Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba took samadhi on Easter, right?
True, he did. But that does not mean that he has left all of us. Easter stands as the day when God rises once again. And Bhagwan has risen in all our hearts as love. So let us all connect to him through the medium of pure love. Let's reach out to all his creation with that same selfless love.
He's the life of our life. He's the one, the only one. He's the goal of every soul. Hail the Lord, one and all. He's the fragrance of the flowers and the twinkle in the stars. He's the mountain, ocean, sky. Yet we perceive not him one. Dare the wind, look beyond. See the Lord, feel the bond. Every form he has done. For the Lord has risen in our hearts. For the Lord has risen in our hearts.
Udaahan jo tune dikhlai, hum usi raah par hi chalenge saari. Seekh jo teri hum apnayenge, is sansaar ko sundar hum banayenge. Pyar tera
విశ్వమంతా వ్యాపి అయి వెలయువాడు, భూవలయమంతా సంచరించడివాడు, భక్తజనులకు ప్రాపుడై కరకువాడు, భక్తినొసగి రక్షించడి శక్తిమయుడు, పర్తివాసుడు నిన్నేలా ఎత్తుకొనగరాడా, మా కంటి వెలుగై మా అంతరంగమునున్న సత్య సాయి అందుకోయివే మా హృదయాంజలి, అందుకోయివే మా హృదయాంజలి.
Children, we hope you liked that drama and learned something new today.
And as always, spending time with all of you, we also learned a lot from you. Tomorrow, children, is Guru Purnima, a day we worship and thank our teachers.
And a day we look up to God as our own Guru. So remember with gratitude all those who have played the role of teachers in your life. Be it your mother, father, teacher or anybody who has helped you learn something good.
And we offer gratitude to our dear Swami for playing the role of a guru in our life. So children, till we meet you next week, it's farewell from us. Good night and Sai Ram.
Meet you all next week, children. Sai Ram.